Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel.
Welcome back to the Mouse Ears Podcast. We are back for season three, everyone. I am one of your wonderful hosts, Brooks, here in South Carolina. And with me, as always, is Kelton down there in the great state of Texas. How are you, Kelton?
Hey, you know, I'm great now. Just literally got off a plane from Seattle about 2 hours ago, but we're back for season three. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, I'm so excited. And down there in the Flow Rider state, we have Steph. How are you doing, Steph?
I am sweating. I am happy. And I can't wait for season three.
And with us, new for season three, our newest host of Mouse Ears Podcast, Jennifer Turlington.
Hi. I'm so excited.
Welcome in, Jen.
Thank you.
She deserves a round of applause, Brooks. Can we cue that in?
Yes, I thought I just did. Oh,
I did preview. It as a
preview. There we go. Oh, man.
Standing ovation.
Rolling off season three with a bang. So with this season three, we're doing a quick kind of teaser before we get into our real episode. Coming this season on season three, we have more guests, more about fairy tales, journeys, fairy tale journeys travel, more travel destinations, more trivia from our trivia master, Kelton, more raffles and giveaways. Stay tuned to future episodes for that. More social media interactions and lives. And new this season, Mouse Ears Podcast has officially secured a affiliation with Magic Candle Company. Listen to each episode for our unique discount codes for future purchases. And stay tuned for September for our first ever Mouse Ears Podcast reunion in Walt Disney World. So one thing we were thinking about here, kind of our teaser, we did this in season one. We kind of did a little introduction for each host, little kind of rapid fire questions. So we're going to do that now, kind of reintroduction of ourselves real quick. So we'll kind of start off with our first question, and I figure we'll do, how do y'all want to do this? Y'all want to do, we each answer each question, or everyone answer all eight questions and go?
I think we should all answer each question.
Each question.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. Since we have a new host, Jenny from the block, we are going to start off with you with these rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
I am nervously ready. Yes.
All right.
You'll do great.
Yes, you got this. So, question number one, how many years have you been a travel agent?
Almost 7.
Oh, nice. Okay. And what theme park do you like to visit the most? What's your favorite theme park?
Animal Kingdom.
Ooh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite movie?
Don't think, just answer.
Bride Wars.
Bride Wars.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't think I've ever fully seen that movie. So, question number four. Who is your favorite character? This could be from books, movies, theme parks.
I'd say either Dumbo or Pooh.
All right. What is your go-to snack to have in the parks?
Dole Whip.
Oh, yes. What is your favorite Disney song?
A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes.
All right. And if you could pick one trip to have on your bucket list, what would it be?
Bora Bora.
Nice. And then finally, what is one random fact about yourself?
I love to perform. I sing and dance and act.
Ah, triple threat. All right. And with
you want to call it that, sure.
And she's great at it too, seriously. I've enjoyed watching her, you know, virtually.
Thank you.
Of course. I mean it.
All right. And now we're going to go to Steph with the rapid fire question. Steph, are you ready?
I am.
All right. Question number one. How long have you been a travel agent?
A little over 2 years. So 2.5 years, actually.
Okay. And what is your favorite theme park to visit?
Without a question, Animal Kingdom.
Yeah,
definitely.
I can see why y'all are friends.
There's so many reasons. Yeah. Let me tell you.
What is your favorite movie?
Avatar. I'll say both Avatar, the first one and the second one. But in all honesty, I lean more towards the first one.
Okay.
Both amazing. Love James Cameron. Love Pandora over at Animal Kingdom. So yeah. It all ties in together, really.
And who is your favorite character?
Tinkerbell. Yeah, she's my girl.
What is your favorite snack to have in the parks?
I was going to say Dole Whip, but I don't want to copy Jen. Listen, I love Dole Whip. But, you know, the premium Mickey ice cream bar is like right there. For the longest time before I discovered Dole Whip, it was always the Mickey ice cream bar. And yes, as a Floridian, I used to buy them at Publix because I would want a little bit of Disney at home. They do not taste as good as they do in the parks at all. There is no comparison.
Few things do. What is your favorite Disney song?
That one's really hard. So I'll give you two answers because there's a reason. The song that I listen to, like it's tradition for me to listen to put on this song as I am driving under the purple gates into Walt Disney World property is On My Way from Brother Bear. An underrated song, but goodness, I love Phil Collins. He has made some fantastic songs, and I have to listen to that song as I'm driving in. So for that reason, I love that song. But then a song that, like, no matter when it's played, I will cry, especially when I'm watching the fireworks show at Magic Kingdom, is I Can Go the Distance from Hercules. Yes. Moves me to tears, instant goosebumps. I mean, it was hard because, I mean, I love Happily Ever After. I love, you know, most songs from The Little Mermaid, honestly. I don't know if I can really say I have a specifically favorite. It's like different things associated with songs. So.
I know favorite Disney question, Disney song is hard. And what is your number one bucket list trip?
Going to Antarctica with National Geographic Expedition. That would be like a once in a lifetime trip. So definitely that one.
And what is one random fact about yourself?
It's not random, but for our listeners who don't know me, I am fluent in Spanish. My family's from Venezuela. I'll tell you a little side story. I was just on a girls' trip with Jennifer and a bunch of other agent friends recently, and we had the unbelievable pleasure of having a cast member by the name of Valentine help us with our luggage on checkout day. He was from Dominican Republic. Shout out to Valentine. You deserve all the cast compliments in the world. Seriously. He's been part of Disney for 30 plus years. He's just nothing but a joy. Anyways, I read on his name tag that he's from Dominican Republic. And so I'm like, all right, let me talk to this guy in Spanish. We're having a full-on conversations. And I have all my girlfriends behind me, Jennifer being one of them. And they're just staring at me like, what is happening? And as soon as Valentine leaves, our friend Mel is like, what language were you just speaking? Because this is, we have not heard you speak another language before. So It's not random, but if you don't know me, I do speak very well English. I don't have an accent. I speak fluent Spanish perfectly, and it can throw people off. So that's my random fact of the day.
We've been traveling with Stephanie for like well over a year, and we did not know this. We were standing there like, what's happening?
So, you know, at that point, I decided to put on my social media for my travel agent pages. Se habla español. I can speak in Spanish, but there's never any clients who need someone who speaks Spanish, because I do handle a lot of Hispanic clients. So there's my random, not so random fact of the day.
All right, Kelton, are you ready?
Well, I guess so. Go for it.
All right. Kelton, how many years have you been a travel agent?
2.
All right.
I think so. God, I think that's it.
What is your favorite theme park to visit?
Walt Disney World in general, or Magic Kingdom.
Nice. What is your favorite movie?
Jurassic Park.
The first one?
The first one.
I mean, they spared no expense for it.
John Hammond spared no expense. Yes.
Who is your favorite character?
Goofy. Ooh,
gosh. What is your favorite snack to have in the parks?
I have 2. It'll either be the strawberry frozen lemonade or the cookies and cream ice cream sandwich.
And what is your favorite Disney song?
I also have 2. It's either Zero to Hero from Hercules or Happily Ever After by Jordan Fisher.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you could pick one trip to go on for a bucket list trip, what would it be?
I am going back to the motherland of Norway, where we actually have a family farm.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Yep.
And then last, what is one random fact about yourself?
So for those that may or may not know, my last name is split by a hyphen. It's my parents' names put together, both German and Norwegian. So I am there's no reason that I do indulge in adult beverages coming from the German-Norwegian descent. So there you go.
There you go. All right.
Brooks, do you want to do some rapid-fire questions?
I mean, I guess. I mean, if y'all did them.
We could twist your arm. That'll be okay.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and read them off to you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, how about you? How many years have you been a travel agent?
2.5, almost 3.
Very nice. Favorite theme park?
I would have to say probably Hollywood Studios, though Universal is shooting up there.
They're getting close. Yeah. Give it one more year. That might change for some of us.
Yep.
Favorite movie?
Disney anime movie would be The Lion King in general. Maybe Star Wars A New Hope.
Nice. Classic. How about your favorite character?
I mean, I gotta go with the man, Donald Duck.
No.
I was actually thrown off by that. Favorite snack to enjoy in the park?
I mean, I'm sure people have seen the picture, but those pork egg rolls from Joy of Tea in China. there might be some stickers coming out from that later on this year. So
I cannot wait till we get to announce
maybe
that.
Maybe from Sticky Mike and the Boys.
What's your favorite Disney song?
Again, I have 2. I would say either Eye to Eye from a Goofy movie, most underrated soundtrack, I think, of all time, next to Country Bear movie. And also Happily Ever After.
Two great songs.
Yes.
Give us a random fact.
Random fact about it. I think I've mentioned this, but growing up, I was a self-taught dancer. And on top of dancing on top of the Braves dugout legally, winning $50 from the Atlanta Braves, I was also a high school mascot for a high school for 3 years. only went to the school for two.
Ooh.
So I went to another school and came back and was still the mascot. And found out years later, it almost was named after me. My name was second in the voting.
Oh, man.
It's not, it, instead of Brooks the Wildcat, it is Willie the Wildcat.
Ah. That's a bummer. Yeah. Almost had it.
Yep.
Wow.
And my bucket list trip.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, your bucket list trip.
My bucket list trip would be either, I would say the Adventures by Disney trip where you go on the private plane for 28 days and go to all of the Disney parks. If I had to pick one park, it would be Tokyo Disney.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised, as much as we have talked about that, you're the only one to mention it.
Oh, that's as soon as I saw the bucket list, I was like, oh, private plane.
Easy.
Yeah.
Bucket list for a reason. In my defense, though, trip to Antarctica via National Geographic expedition, also a pretty hefty price tag, hence the once in a lifetime opportunity. Oh, yeah. So, you know, shoot for the stars.
Well, folks, I think that just about does it for this season three teaser episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. Don't forget to join our Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook group, TikTok page, Instagram account, and our website, mouseearsblog.com, to stay up to date on all things travel, but mostly Disney, including discounts, ticket deals, breaking news, and more. Also, if you're interested in having a Fairytale Journeys agent book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneystravel.com to fill out a no-obligation quote and make sure you let them know that the podcast sent you. Don't forget, their services are completely free to you. Lastly, if you enjoy our weekly episodes of the Mouse Ears Podcast, we love to hear from you and leave us a review wherever you listen to or watch us. Until the next episode, thanks everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.